Matthew 8. We're going to read 23 through 27. If you can stand real quick while I let you sit down in 30 minutes. How many of y'all expecting anything from God? And when he entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. Behold, there arose a great tempest or storm in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. His disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Man. He said unto them, why are you fearful? O ye of little faith. Then Jesus got up. He rebuked the winds and the seas. And there was a calm. Now this will let you know that the winds in this situation wasn't directly influencing the sea. These two different things going on at the same time. Most of the time we would say the winds are pushing the water. If the winds was just pushing the water, then there would be no reason for him to rebuke the sea. You got to know what type of storm you're in. Then he said, and there was a great calm. Right? Some of your spirits is like in a storm. God going to give you great calm though. But the man marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the seas, even the winds and the seas, the sea, not seas, the winds and the sea obey him? What manner of man is this? If you read by that too fast, you will miss the fact that they didn't say, what type of God is this? He said, what kind of man is this? Now, they know he the Son of God. We know that because we got the Bible. But they didn't say that. They said, because Jesus is not operating as God. This great revelation, I'm just giving it to you before we get started. He's not operating as God right now. Philippians says that he done stripped himself of all power and glory to come down here and walk amongst us, because Adam was like God, he wasn't God. So God could not die for us. It took a man to come, a man sinned, and a man had to pay for it. So Jesus ain't walking as God. He's walking with a man, and he is the Son of God. But he is not walking in that. He is functioning. He doing whatever. You should get this. You should try to get this, because it'll help us get some victories, because some of us getting too old to live without victories. You gotta figure out how to turn this thing around. Father, think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ask for utterance and the anointing. Ask for you to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Turn around to about three people and say, God is gonna bless you real good today. Life has this way of presenting us with all types of storms. I mean, stuff that'll shake your very foundation. And if you ain't been shook yet, you just keep living. And I'm not prophesying negative over you. I'm trying to tell you, there's a storm assigned to you. And it's not assigned to you to hurt you. But these things are threatening your peace and they'll test your faith. You know what I'm talking about? And truth of it is, storms will make you start to live instinctively from the inside or the outside, meaning that instinctively we have a desire to avoid. We want to avoid storms. See? We don't want to go through no storms. We don't want to go through anything. And this is why I say this not as a put down. Look this way, that you could find people who are 40 and they still think like a 27-year-old person. Things that you dealt with at 40, past at 40, you see people 40, they dealing with stuff that we dealt with at 25. You find people, they 35, and they have the mindset of a person that's 20 years old. And we shouldn't ignore that, because what's happened is that somebody robbed you of your storm. You see, these parents today, they want to fix everything for their kid. And even when they get grown, they want to fix everything. And so God say, since you want to play God, I'm going to let you keep playing God. When I say they rob you of your storm, when you rob a person of the storm, Sister Young, you rob them of growth. Nothing grows without rain. And what this generation, what we're experiencing, is people who have been robbed of their storms. Everything that happened to them, they got a job, they go in some financial thing, you pay it off and catch them up. It's not the point of whether you have the money or not. That's not the point. That's not your storm. Everything that they hurt in, you want to fix it. I thought that's what good parents do. Yeah, when they three. They 33. Don't look at nobody. Say, mind your own business. And they won't grow. A lot of members in churches won't grow. Because the pastor try to fix everything. That's why they have high blood pressure and diabetes and strokes and heart attacks. Because what they figure out, this is really challenging when you're trying to live your life and you got to live 99 other people's lives. It's your storm. It's been a sign. I'm going to show you that it's been assigned to you. And it's been assigned to you sometimes from heaven, and it's to help you, but you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow without allowing people to. See, this is what I've learned. I'm trying to move, but every time somebody brings you something, you don't have to, even if you know the answer, you don't have to give it to them. It's allowing them to use their cognitive thinking and to seek God with a whole heart, the whole mind, the whole soul. And the other big part of it is they didn't even ask you. See, part of the equation is knowing when the KYMS, keep your mouth shut. They didn't even ask you. They just talking out loud and you answer them. You rob them of their ability to seek God and go through the storm that they've been assigned to, watch this, so that they can grow. But we're going to help you figure it out today. So with all these things, Jesus says, the Bible says that in 24, suddenly fierce storms come out the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. Now, This is important because these weren't average fishermen. Peter owned a whole fleet. Which to say is, this wasn't no average storm. right? This storm was powerful enough that the average, not average fisherman, woke Jesus up. They dude, look at it. It's so fierce, the storm came upon to take them. And so this is it's a violent storm. Anybody ever been in a violent storm in your life? Unexpected. You weren't looking for it, but it just showed up. That's the way the devil do. He wants you to get so shellaxed that you forget that who you riding with. They riding with Jesus and they all in knots. He wants you to get so engaged in this. He wants you to know that sometimes storms will remind you that there are some things that are beyond your control. That'll force you. This is why you don't want to always solve people's storm for them. They need to know that the same God that's with you is with them. They need to grow and mature. What's fooling many people in this day and age is that they got all these creams and these cocoa butters and these dyes and these tucks and these pulls and these skirts and these wigs and what this tightening gel and whatever else they sell out there now. If you got extra, give me some. But they start thinking that they're young, but they're not young. Physically, they look from a natural standpoint, they have aged. But from a spiritual standpoint, they have not matured at all. Because they're running from storms. Say, don't run from your storm. Say, don't run from your storm. Some storms in life come the same way that happened to these boys. There was no warning. Some of you, you tight right now because you in a storm and it didn't give you no warning. But let me back up. You cannot be in any storm unless God has equipped you before, but you could have slept through the training. See, sometimes when life is good, we ignore storms like this. They be like, oh, life is good for me. He ain't talking to me. Oh, life is good for me. It ain't for me. No, he preparing you. He training you right now. So the way God works, it ain't like you just be put in some storm and he ain't thought about it. He's like a drill sergeant. He done went up and down. He done did formal inspections. He done walked all the way around it. He know the ins of the outs, and then he know what he done put in you, or watch this, or he tried to put in you. See, these are some things that we got to, some things, no matter whether you grow or not, look this way, please. You're going to show up in that place in life whether you prepared or not. You don't have to prepare yourself if you don't want to. It's been assigned to you, and you're going to show up in that spot whether you want to or not. And so even like with Job, then you think about this. You think about Job. He didn't just show up in that storm, did he? No. The angels of God had appeared before God. When they say angels of God, it's fallen angels. They appeared before God, and they cannot lie. And God say, where you been? We've been to and fro. He said, no, you've been down there messing with Job, hadn't you? And then they start telling the story. If you didn't have a hedge around him, then we could. And that proves the fact that they had already been testing him. They had already been doing it. But God had already equipped him for that season of his life, and he was winning. And you've been equipped, whether you know it or not, if you would stop sulking and acting like some immature little wimp and face the fact that the spirit of the living God lives in you, then you can do something about it. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, do something about it. Why did I use that word wimp? Because you can have the biggest of men. But if they don't know their real power, they can get whooped by a smaller man. I don't care how much training he got. He can take no jitsu, jujuju, or muju. I don't care what he 5'5", and I'm 6'5", and 300 pounds. Boy, you better hit me every which way but loose, because if I get my, I'm just going to bite, I'm going to belly flop you. And see, kick that. Meaning that sometimes you can have the advantage, but because you have just took the lesser, the devil just do whatever he want to do to you. Say, but I'm not going to take the lesser role. God is in me. Greater is he that is where? In me. Greater is he. Where is he at?
In me.
But we be, let's keep going. So you got to be secure in God. You didn't know your money was going to be shook up, but it is. You can do something about it. You know, one of the things Pastor Jay talked about this morning, we ignore our health. We are so reckless with our youth, and then we act like we don't know why our body's falling apart 10 years later, because you're reckless with your body right now. But now you're in that storm. But how many of you know that God can do something still about it? It doesn't matter whether you was abusive to your body or not. God can still do something about it. Healing is available to it, whether you afflicted your body or whether the devil afflicted your body. God can still do something about sickness and disease. Don't make no difference to him. It's all the same to God. So now your money's shook up. Your health is shook up. You didn't expect to lose your job. You didn't expect the building of the business to tank. You thought you'd have more contracts. You didn't know you was going to lose that much money in the stock market. But sometimes your storm is really a setup for God to prop you up, to push you up and prop you up and show you off, to push you up, to prop you up and show. But you're going to do it with him. Or you're going to be out there flapping, you know, whatever. So in other words, storms are a reminder that you're not in control as much as you think. They're a reminder. But he said to tell somebody, you're serving a God that's in control. If it's beyond your reach, it's not beyond God's reach. Say, God can still help me. Let's do it together. We serve a God who specializes in storm. Let's look back at this again. So storms can make you forget what you already know. I told you they're violent. They're unexpected. And they are usually coming at you in an area where you feel like you've lost control. Anybody ever been in a storm where you felt like, I'm just losing control? That's what the devil wants you, because then you stop seeking God. You start just guessing. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to call them. I'm going to go to that church. If you can't get it to work where you're at, you ain't going to get it to work where you're going. It's not where you're at. It's that God be with you and that you know his ability is with you, and then it'll start working together for your good. But until you solve this, it'll make you forget that. To assess the damage. When you're in a storm, you got to assess the damage. See, a lot of times we don't check our own leaks when we're in a storm. We don't see where we leaking out, so we start blaming everybody else for the situation. We never even consider our spiritual issues that was created by the storm that we came out of. But and the truth of it is because we did no assessment while we were in it. We didn't even look at it from a standpoint to even ask, do I need to adjust the course? When you're in a storm, sometimes you gotta adjust the course. You have to sometimes slow down, but in many cases, if you've ever been in these boats, they don't slow down. They don't slow down, right? It's like an animal like the buffalo or some of them out there on the prairie. When you ever find them, if they see a storm coming, and even an eagle, they don't go the opposite direction. They go straight into the storm because the storm is moving this way and I'm moving that way. And if I go and face whatever I'm going through, I can get through this quicker. What am I saying? The reason why you ain't came out is because you keep running from the storm. You trying to go in the opposite direction, and God has said, no, you need to face your challenges. The very thing that you are scared of, God said, no, I want you to go right into it. The very person that you don't want to deal with, God said, no, I want you to deal with them. The very thing that you don't think you can do, God said, run into the storm. And it'll be over before you know it. But no, you're taking the hard course. You're running from it. You're trying to hunker down and get in safety. We on the road. We traveling sometime. You don't stop and get on the side of the road. If ain't no tornado coming, I ain't stopping. I'm going. So I'm going to turn them windshield wipers up. I ain't got no time to be sitting on the side of the road. Tell somebody, say, I got to get there. I got to get there. You got to get there with your sleepy self. It'll make you forget to address your own injuries. Sometimes you get hurt in storms. But we won't address that we hurt. And exhausted. And so when we do that, sometimes we can get in fear. Say, whatever you do, don't get in fear. God has not given us, but what? Power, love. So fear is automatically going to oppose your faith. See, this is why sometimes you let people go through their storms. They need to grow in faith in that area. You're not going to be there all the time. I just want the best for my baby. I want the best for my kids. And sometimes leave them alone and mind your own business. I just want the best for my members. Yes, sometimes shut up and leave them alone and mind your own business. Because their faith is not growing because there's nothing to increase it. See, believing in a human ain't the same thing as believing in God. Somebody tell me why. Because a human is going to eventually let you down. In opposed to a God that's never lost a battle. Say, he's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle. That person is going to eventually let you down, whether they want to or not. But his thing is that we cannot allow fear to try to coexist with faith. When you get built up in an area, you got to sustain that. Now, why is that important? As you grow in God, you don't ever get to a place where you don't ever go through. And if you find in somebody who ain't never going through, then they can't pave no way for you. Hebrews talks, if you find a person that's never going through, they can never be a leader. Hebrews 12 talks about we have a many cloud of witnesses. People who went through before us, who went through, not only went before us, they went through before you. So they have gained insight in God in the area of faith and trust in him. Say, I trust God. That you don't have yet. So a person that has not went through, they can't really lead you through. I'm going to help you whether you want to. And this is why you don't want to be the person trying to lead nobody, not even your family, and you rejected all your storms. Your storms built your character. Your storms allowed you to see God. I'm preaching this whether you say amen or not. Let you see God in areas that you would have never saw him had you not been sick. You don't know him to be no healer. If you ain't never been in no spiritual warfare, you don't know him to be no banner of victory. If you ain't never been down and out and depressed, you don't know that he can lift up your countenance and bring you up out of that. No, you got to go through some stuff for your own self first. Why? Tell somebody, say, don't rob me of my storm. So you got to maintain your faith in the midst of it. He says in 25, he says the disciples went and woke him up. This was their reaction because they didn't let fear overtake him. A lot, nervousness and fear are closely related. Yeah. Oftentimes it's the precursor to fear. So you find a person, and this is why you got to speak life with people when they're in that condition, because their nervousness is a precursor to try to get them to give in to fear. So when they get nervous, they start talking all the time. But fear is standing right behind it. If they keep on talking and being nervous like that, then they're gonna give in to that fear. Sometimes you just need to close your mouth because the devil don't really know what you're thinking. He don't know what you're believing. Now, unless you're going to speak into it life, then that's a different story. But you don't want to ever give yield. You don't want to give place to that because I'm nervous. A lot of times you could have, many of us could have been way beyond in this life. But we say, every time I do that, I get nervous. Say, run into it. Every time I have to give a speech, I get real nervous. Say, run into it. You called to do that then. When I'm trying to make, when I'm trying to do business deals, I just, something about it, I just get real shaky. Say, run into it. Your millions is behind your nervousness. But you don't just give in. You don't just yield to that. You got to maintain your faith no matter what you're going through. I have learned in my personal life that that's important to me. And a lot of times, if I'm dealing with something like that, I listen to preaching. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. I find, I listen to Pastor Jill a lot, but I there's some other people that have spoken in my life over the years, and I just loop it. I don't need to listen to the five-part series. This part right here is all I need, and I'm going to loop it. And every time I hear it, my faith grows stronger. Every time I hear it, something is happening on the inside of me. Every time you're listening to it, you're getting built up on the inside. And when you're strong on the inside, it's going to manifest on the outside. Get ready for your victories to come, but you got to stay built up. Where? On the inside. So they're saying, Lord, you woke us up. He said, brought us out here to, and we're going to drown. Churches, I say this, I'm trying to be light with it. But we rob people of the ability to trust God. I remember, I've told this story before. The young man who went to church used his Pampa money. He wasn't even living right. Matter of fact, the little girl he was with had the baby by, they wasn't even married. They shacking. But his mama was a Christian. And his mama done trained him right. And he found himself in a storm, and the Holy Spirit is telling him to go to church. Now, he only got this $20. That's all he got is $20. He's supposed to get Pampers and some milk and come back home. He goes to his mama's church. Mm-hmm. And when he get in the church, they do, I don't know if they do it like us, but they done they offering. And God tells him to give the $20. That's his baby Pamper money. And milk money. You know, if they go home, that baby ain't got no milk money, that girl gonna go upside that boy head? Say amen. Amen. What he supposed to do? Fear his woman or listen to his God? He put that $20 in there. Now, his mama is a registered nurse. Her husband does well. They make a grip. They still doing well. But the God is dealing with the mom about giving her son $20. She know her son is struggling. She know they ain't got no money. She know they living in sin. And sin is oftentimes the results of all of our kids' problems. That's why you shouldn't be paying for it. That storm will pull them closer to God sometime. But God is dealing with this woman about giving that boy $20. God, if I'm going to bless my boy, I'm going to give him some money. I got some money. I'm going to give him $20. That went on with the whole service. She gives the boy the $20 at the end of the service. And the boy, he breaks down. Why? Because he know now that he can hear God. God told him, if you give the $20, I'm going to give you the $20 back. Before the service is over, God gives him the $20 back. He gives his life to Christ. All off of her being obedient, him being obedient, and not robbing him of his storm. If you want him to grow up, let him go through some things. You had to go through. When you see a person, young lady, that will not change, their life is raggedy, sir. And they will not change. Do you know what's happening? Somebody's enabling them. Every time they go through, somebody bail them out. So they don't grow and they don't know how to seek God. Say, don't rob me of my storm. This may be the only thing that's going to make me seek God. Don't rob me of my storm. This may be the only thing that'll make me be obedient to God. Say, don't rob me of my storm. This may be the only thing that'll make me yield to the Holy Ghost and let me know I can hear the Holy Ghost say, don't rob me of my storm. So when this happening, they only see in the storm. They focused on the storm. And they forgot who was with them. Who's with them? Who's with you? If you got to think about it, come to the altar right now. You're born again. Who's with you? Who's with you? See? Do you see one thing? You have to pry that out of people. What you think you're going to have to do to them if they're in a storm? So you don't fix it for them. You just, who with you? 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 Don't give them no more. Got me up here sounding like, what's that monkey? Caesar. Got me up here sounding like Caesar. That's the way y'all be sounding. Ain't got no money. My wife telling me to go ahead. I don't want to go ahead. They forgot who with them. Can fear consume you? Who's with you? That ain't everybody. Who with you? Now watch this. This revelation right here, I'm going to teach you. Did Jesus have authority over the nature? He spoke to the storm. So do you. Did he demonstrate authority over sickness and disease? So can you. Huh? When Jesus was dealing with them demoniac people, did he have authority over demons? What you scared of? So do you. Don't run from them. What are you supposed to do? What if they're bigger than you? Run to them. A lot of people demon possessed. I mean, not in church necessarily. Maybe it is. But there's a lot of stuff going on the earth that we're attributing to like mental illness and really people be demon possessed. Uh-huh. Did he have authority over storms? You in a storm, so do you. Now, you can think about this in Genesis 1:28. Where do I get that from? Authority is closely linked to the dominion God gave you. He gave us dominion over the earth, over the air, over every creeping thing, over all the earth. He gave you dominion over it. If it's in the earth, the way you exercise dominion is operating in authority. If you're scared, then that shows that you don't believe in what God gave you. Or you haven't tested it enough. Say, don't rob me of my storm. This is where you're going to test it out at. This is the way you're going to, because this storm is influenced. It, obviously, it's influenced by, it wasn't no ordinary storm. It was influenced by evil. Sometimes we're in storms and we're just saying it's just something everybody go through. And you be saying, I went through, but my storm didn't look exactly like that. That's a little bit more deeper than what I went through. You might need to do something with that. How many know you can't counsel no demon out? I'm not against no counseling. If you need counseling, go. But that's why churches are turning into counseling centers, because they won't walk in authority and exercise dominion over people. Because they don't want to offend the spouse by saying, oh, you know, you praying for the wife or you praying for the child. They don't want to offend them when you get up on them and you put your hands on them talking about, and come out, demon! They don't because now why are you putting their business out? Why are you calling my wife? I ain't calling no demon. I'm telling you what you looking at on that woman and on that child ain't normal. Ooh, weak. I'm telling you what you're dealing with in that marriage, that ain't normal. Everybody don't go through like that. So what you gonna do about it? You gonna handle it the exact same way. This is my point. Anything God has given you authority over, it must obey you. Don't run from it. What you supposed to do? Run straight to it. And you find out why it's not obeying you. If it's not obeying you, then something is up with that thing, and you gotta figure out what you really got. So you wanna start speaking over it. You wanna start speaking over. I don't care what the doctors say. See, some of us I don't want to put nobody down, so I ain't trying to put nobody down. I'm talking about from a spiritual standpoint. People are so weak they won't even believe God by putting their hands on them. A woman was talking, and she said that when her baby was born premature. And the doctors was telling her all the things that the baby wasn't going to be able to do. And he wasn't going to be able to walk. And he was going, actually, we ain't even got to go to the other woman. We can go to this woman right here. When Greg was born, Greg weighed less than 1 pound. His eyes wasn't even fully developed. His lungs wasn't fully developed. Nothing was fully developed, and if he lived, then he's going to be retarded, and then he's not gonna be able to talk, and he's gonna have this issue and that issue. And if you know anything about my wife, it ain't just because she the co-pastor. She always been like that. Not my child. Say not my child. Not my baby. Not my baby. And he ain't gonna grow, and his belly sticking out farther than my belly is sticking out now. And he done went to the military, and he done graduated high school, and he done graduated college, and now he's selling houses, and he done everything. But watch this: when he got ready to leave the hospital, he's being transported from the hospital after months in the hospital. Watch this, and the ambulance is in an accident. Say, this ain't no ordinary storm. This ain't ordinary. Babies get transported all the time, and there ain't no accidents. And what was he after? He's after his future. See, some storms are to exterminate your future. Jesus had gave them an assignment. The assignment was to arrive in their future, and their future was to get to the other side. You got to get to the other side. You got to make it to the other side. And whatever's up against you, that stinking, nasty devil, we're going to bind him, we're going to run him, we're going to chase him. But whatever God got for you, you're going to make it to the other side. I don't care who done told you no. I don't care how many doors been slammed in your face. Whatever doctor's report, God's report says victory, and you're going to win if you put forth some effort and walk in your God-given authority. Whatever you was facing with, stop whining about it, stop running from it, and run into it. At some point, you got to stop acting weak and say, Christ is in me, the hope of glory. And just say it until you believe that God is in me. And God is strong. And God is powerful. And God is mighty. And God is not going to let me lose. And tell somebody, you're not going to lose either. You're not going to lose either. You may quit, but you're not going to lose. That's the only way you don't get the victory is if you quit. With your sleepy self. This storm, that's what I'm saying. This storm, some of the storms you're in ain't natural. You don't know it because you won't pray, though. You ain't got no prayer life. So your ability to discern ain't even strong. Because you just think it's going to pass on its own. If Jesus don't stop this storm, and if they don't get through it, they did. And you keep saying, everybody go through this. Everybody don't go through like that. That's some storms. We all of them went through some storms, but you be looking at your storm and everybody be saying, that ain't natural. That's not natural. Well, you went through the same thing. I went through something similar, but it wasn't like that. That ain't natural. You gotta bind it. You got to lose some things. You got to exercise some authority. You got to walk in your authority, but say, this ain't natural. He says it's designed to keep them from crossing, but shall nothing gonna keep me from crossing over. What was Jesus doing when he gave us authority? He's granting us, when he gives us authority, which most of the church and most church people don't walk in it, because, you know, when I was growing up, I had 8 sisters. They kind of thug. Boy talking about, I body slam your sister. I'm like, let's see. Come on, Cletus. I'd like to see you do that one. So I could talk bad when I was around them. Because I'm using their authority. I know I ain't got to do nothing. See, a lot of times we talk bad in church. But when it's time to walk in authority, we don't do it. See, it comes out when you by yourself. Can you pull it off? I want to tell you, you can pull it off. I'm telling you, you can pull it off. But you the one who you gotta go through it. So he's giving us spiritual power. Is my time up? Yeah, my time about up. No. Can you come back next week? Let me give you this, though. When he gives us spiritual power, he also gives us a responsibility to act. Now, why is this important, Sister Naomi? Some things will not leave you alone until you make it leave you alone. Some things will just not go away. You got to make it go away. You got to make the devil wish that he never attacked you. The Bible makes it clear now, because Jesus is doing this to these disciples. I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying, y'all waking me up. What are you waking me up for? Now, I know this to be true. You said Jesus ain't said that. I'm telling you, this is the tone of it. Because, Sister Palmer, he doesn't even address the storm yet. He says, why are y'all waking me up? Where is your faith? What are you waking me up for? And this storm, I'm sleeping because the storm ain't assigned to me. The storm is assigned to you. What are you waking me up for? Why? If the storm is assigned to you, you got to take authority over it. How do I know it to be true? All these people that you've called to pray for them, pray for you, nothing has happened. Look this way, please. And they praying. Well, why didn't it stop? Because it's assigned to you. If you want it to stop, make it stop. If you want to get your joy back, take it back. You don't prance around and that like, oh, I'm just so down all the time. No, I ain't down no more. Weeping may endure for the night. I'm going to run through this darkness. My joy is coming in the morning. I'm going to take my joy when I get to this point, but I'm not just going to stay here. And all these folks interceded for you, nothing happened. Why? Say, it's assigned to me. You got to take responsibility and stop it. It's interesting. Shout act now 3 times. Act now. If you'll do something right now, it'll be over before tomorrow. If you'll do something right now, it'll be over before next year this time. Because the depth of it is up to you. If you'll do something right now, you'll be out of it before you know it. But as long as you sit there and take it, I'm calling on everybody else to say it's my responsibility to act now. Rebuke it there. Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. He's saying that you should be able to handle this. The first thing, people who don't hear what I'm saying the right way, they'll make you think that you're cutting God out the equation. In my name, you should cast out. In my name, you should speak with new. No, we ain't cutting God out. We know it's his authority. If you don't know that, then you need to go back to 101. But we know what we're talking about up in here. We know we ain't talking about our own power. Ain't nobody stupid up in here. But he's telling us at some point that you got to do something. Whatever you allow, God allow. That's why he says, Samaja, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind in the spirit realm. Whatever you loose in the earth, I'm going to loose it from the spirit realm. If you ain't willing to do nothing in the earth, he ain't going to do nothing in the spirit realm. In essence, God is saying, whatever you willing to let happen, I'm going to let it happen. Ooh-wee. Whatever you want to stop, I'll help you to stop it. Because what's going on is that people, I'm trying. You ain't trying hard enough. Did you go into the spirit realm and get your weapons of warfare and wage warfare? Or did you just lay down and wallow and whine and complain? Some of you brothers, your wives are so sick of you complaining. She's talking about you the man. You my covering. You my Boaz. You the one who's supposed to be covering me. And here I am fighting demons off of your... Say, get up and wave your sword, brothers. Get up and wave your sword. Your sword is bigger than my sword. Your sword has more power than my sword. Stop licking your wounds. You a warrior, brother. You a warrior. You a man of God. You got the power of God in you. Stop licking your wounds, brother. Stop letting your woman be the man in your house. You the man. You the anointed one. Be the man. But no, she got to defend you all the time. And it's your storm. She up in here help trying to help you. And yeah, it's in your storm. And she said, drop the anchor, brother. The Lord is the anchor. Drop the anchor, brother. The Lord is the anchor. Drop the anchor, brother. The Lord will keep you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless and spotless. Tell somebody, say, drop the anchor. Drop the anchor. You are whining whip. Walk in the power of God. The strength of God. And the whole time you've been empowered to do something and you won't do it. You got all the gifts, you got all the talent, you got all the insight, but you won't use it. Say, use it right now, brother. If you'll use it, it'll be over by in the morning. It'll be over by next week. But either way, say, I'm going to the other side. I rebuke every demon over your life, every spirit over your marriage, over your mind, because some of you, the devil's trying to depress you, and you're so lazy, you won't even just clap your hands and lift up a shout unto the Lord. Can't nobody clap your hands for you. Can't nobody shout with your vocal cord. Praise this calmly to the Lord. Praise this calmly to the Lord. Praise looks good on you, and when you start making yourself appealing to the Holy Ghost will come straight down your avenue, straight down your boulevard, straight down your street. He inhabits the praise of his people. Well, I ain't gonna do nothing. I don't care. I'm winning over here. If you don't want to win, that's your business. But this storm is assigned to you. It ain't assigned to me. It ain't for me to intercede. It's for you to fight back. It's for you to push back. It's for you to do whatever you gotta do. But this is a sign to you. I say this is a sign to you. But we're so comfortable running around to everybody else. And you got some big old muscles, these big old spiritual muscles. All you do is read. All you do is pray. Just fight back. Do something. I wish I had somebody that would praise the Lord. I wish I had somebody that would shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. A triumphant sound sounds different than a person that just said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No, you ain't ready for no victory yet. You don't believe you done won yet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. No, hey! No, I win. And if you're in my way, you're going to have issues with me, because you're going to have issues with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise Him till you change your mind. Praise Him till you get a release. Praise Him till you feel better in your soul. Praise God until you know that it's over. No, we're going up, baby. We're going up over here. God is going to lift you up. God is going to see you through. Don't run from it, run to it. God's going to get you out quickly. And that's for some people that you're in it right now. But if you don't run to it, it'll be over quickly. Don't talk about how big it is. Talk about how big your God is. Don't talk about how overwhelming it is. Talk about what God is going to do for you. You got to change your speech. Why? Life and death is in the power of your tongue. What are you saying about your own self? Nobody's speaking over me. Speak over your own self. Nobody will encourage me. I'll encourage myself. I'll stand in the mirror and prophesy to my own self. Till my hair start growing again. Give God a good praise. I got to get out of here. I really do. You coming out real quick. Can you come back next week? I'll finish it. You're going to come out real quick. This ain't, it ain't a sign to kill you. It's a sign to strengthen you. Watch this. And heaven endorsed it. God endorsed this? Yeah, because He done put enough in you that you can win. He can't just do. He been the enemy. Cannot just do what He want to do to you. And guess what? I keep reflecting back to Job. But Job came out victorious. Not only did he come out victorious, he got back double everything he lost. When this is over, you're gonna look back and you're going to thank God that you went through and won. And I ain't just talking about some of you, it's natural. Some of you, it's natural things. But some of you, it's spiritual. Because you ain't going to go another 5 years like that, I guarantee you. If you don't get the victory right now, you're not going to go another 5 years like that. And before you make your way back, it'll be many, many years. You got to win right now. Shout, ain't no time like the present time. Hey, the altar is open. If you want to come, you can. All the leaders come real quick, so we ain't got to be up here no hour. If it take an hour, we'll do it. But if you want somebody to come in agreement with you about anything, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. If you just want somebody to speak over you, we'll do that too. But whatever it is, we need to empower some people. We need to stir you up. Don't allow the devil to float you down the river. No, baby, we come to win. We come to win.